Welcome to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on AM 680 WPTF News Talk Traffic. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann. He's head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. Dr. Mann, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. Football season's, you know, stayed in Carolina, and I think even ECU has a home game this week. They had one this weekend.
Yep, it's
good times.
Fun time of year, and it is great to be back with weekend action when it comes to sports and football. But right now, we need to take care of our teeth, Dr. Mann. This is something that we do every week here on WPTF, making sure that we are keeping our mouths healthy, which keeps our bodies healthy. And today's topic really goes along with that discussion because we're going to be discussing periodontal disease. And Dr. Mann, so many topics that we discuss on this program tend to come back to periodontal disease. Can you go over some of the basics when it comes to periodontal disease, how prevalent this is, and some of the risks that are involved?
Well, it's the most common disease in America. And most people don't think of it as a disease, but it's listed as periodontal disease, and it's a silent disease. So if you have it, you're probably not going to know that you have it. But it is very prevalent. About 50% of our population has some form of periodontal disease. 50%, that's a lot, Jason. You know, it's kind of disturbing if you think about it. And the prevalence being 50% means that, you know, about one in two people that are out there have it. Now, the reason why people get it is they don't visit their dentist to get their teeth cleaned. So it basically starts with tartar buildup. Tartar builds up around everybody's teeth. Some people get it faster build up than others, as far as quicker than others. Some people can go 4 or 5 years and not visit the dentist, and they don't get a lot of tartar buildup. However, the majority of people, if they don't get their teeth clean on a regular basis, they will end up with some form of periodontal disease. And what is periodontal disease? Well, periodontal disease is inflammation and infection under your gums. Okay. It's a bacteria that forms and it creates havoc, not only in that area around your tooth, but it's havoc all over your whole body. It gets in your bloodstream. And what most people don't realize is heart disease starts with periodontal disease. And if you go to the American Heart Association website, it'll show you the diagram of how periodontal disease and infections in your mouth start the process of plaque buildup in your arteries. And basically, that bacteria gets in your bloodstream, and it likes to go into the inner lining of our vessels, blood vessels in our body. And it kind of gets in between the cells. And our body knows how bad that bacteria is, not just for your teeth, but for inflammation overall. And it will send out a soapy-like substance, your body does. And it smothers that bacteria with this soapy-like substance. Well, if you think about it, soapy is very sticky. So the next time you eat something with fat, the fat molecules get in your bloodstream and it sticks to the sticky substance. And that's basically what buildup is. It's fat molecules sticking to this defense mechanism that your body's trying to kill that bacteria with. And it's creating another, a long-term chronic disease called arterial sclerosis. And so a lot of people get arterial sclerosis, which leads to heart attacks and what we call myocardial infarctions. So that is one of many diseases that causes it. But in general, periodontal disease is caused by not visiting the dentist and getting that tartar removed.
Now, it's generally caught by the dentist. Are there any signs or symptoms that we can recognize when it comes to periodontal disease? Or is this something that really without a professional eye that we're not going to be able to tell that we have it?
There are signs and symptoms for sure. You know, if you haven't visited the dentist in a while and your teeth are bleeding when you brush your teeth, even when you floss, if they're bleeding, that's a sign that you have some form of periodontal disease. The first form of periodontal disease is called gingivitis, and that's when your gums bleed really heavily. Now, if you're a smoker, they might not bleed. You can you don't bleed a lot when you're a smoker because your capillaries retract. And you can still have periodontal disease. The other signs is you start noticing that your gums are receding up on the top, down on the bottom. That means that you're losing bone. That's usually a sign that you're in an advanced stage beyond gingivitis. The other sign is you could have chronic bad breath that's very distinctive, and it doesn't go away when you brush your teeth and use mouthwash. Those are the three most common things that we tell people to look for. But if you visit the dentist on a regular basis, more than likely you're not going to have to look for these things. But if you're someone that pushes the envelope and doesn't come to the dentist on a regular basis, then those are the things to look for as signs and symptoms. And they're very easy. If you're spitting blood, then the chances are very, very high that you have periodontal disease.
It's something that you really don't want to wait around and try to ignore when it comes to your health, because periodontal disease can be very serious and it can cause a lot of other issues in your body as well. We're going to get to those, but we do need to take a break. If you want to schedule an appointment to see Dr. Mann, maybe you've put off a visit to the dentist for some time, or maybe you're experiencing some of the symptoms that Dr. Mann just described. It's really important to make sure that you're getting your checkups regularly. If you want to see Dr. Mann, you can go to smileman.com. Mann has two N's at the end, smileman.com. That's Dr. Mann's website. From there, you can very easily book an appointment. You can also find information about the nearest location to you. Dr. Mann has three offices. There's one in Cary, one in Garner, and one in Fuquay-Varina. Learn more at smileman.com. And don't forget, new patients who mentioned that they've heard this program, Teeth Talk on WPTF, after that first visit, you will get yourself a free Sonicare toothbrush. Become a new patient, mention that you've heard this program, Teeth Talk on WPTF, and after that first visit, you will get a free Sonicare toothbrush. Learn more at smileman.com or call the office. The phone number is 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. We're going to take a quick break, but we've got more on periodontal disease. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on AM 680 WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. Welcome back to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on AM 680 WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. You can learn more about Dr. Mann and his practice at smileman.com, smileman.com. Before the break, we mentioned that new patients who mentioned this program, Teeth Talk on WPTF, after that first visit, you'll get yourself a free Sonicare toothbrush. But I also want to let you know of another promotion going on with Dr. Mann, that you can save $500 off when it comes to Invisalign. And Dr. Mann, folks get a free consultation with that as well if they're interested in Invisalign and these invisible aligners that can help straighten teeth.
Absolutely. We do free consultations for pretty much everything, even second opinions. If someone needs a second opinion, we do free consults in all of our offices.
Yeah, and that's going on through the middle of September. So folks need to move here quickly if they want to take advantage of that promotion.
Yeah, the promotion for straightening the teeth with Invisalign ends the middle of September, but we do free consults all year, every for everybody if they need a free consult.
Wonderful. You can go to smileman.com or you can call the office. The phone number is 919-462-9338. I'm Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, and we are talking about periodontal disease. And Dr. Mann, I want to get back to the risks of periodontal disease because it's very serious. And you talked about other systemic issues related to periodontal disease, one being heart disease. Is there anything else that we need to worry about as well?
There's an array of diseases that is caused by periodontal disease. One of the biggest things that causes disease in our body is inflammation. And chronic inflammation is the worst on our bodies because it's almost like a gradual inflammation that just deteriorates our body over time. We don't really feel it like an acute infection. Acute infection causes severe pain usually, And then that's when we say, oh, something's hurting and we need to get something done about it. Chronic infections cause inflammation in our body. And that chronic inflammation creates chronic diseases such as heart disease. But there's other diseases that we know are caused and effect with periodontal disease. We know now that dementia and Alzheimer's, there's a direct link between periodontal disease and Alzheimer's and dementia. And we know that because there's a certain toxin in Porphyromonas gingivalis, which is one of the bacteria that causes periodontal disease. It creates a toxin that can cross the blood-brain barrier. And they did a study on Alzheimer's patients' brains, and they found that 100% of all the Alzheimer's patients had this toxin in their brain. And they used that toxin, and they started injecting it in the human mice, we call it. So basically, it's a mouse that has a human genome that they breed. And what they found was that that toxin created the protein buildup in the rats that we see in humans. And so they are creating a vaccine, or in the process of creating a vaccine, to try to prevent that toxin from causing this protein buildup. So it will help those who have the Alzheimer's and dementia hopefully stop the protein buildup from this toxin. It's kind of a double-edged sword, because people who have dementia and Alzheimer's lose dexterity and they can't brush their teeth that good. And a lot of times they go into a home and they never visit a dentist. So it's almost cause and effect. You get the Alzheimer's and then you can't brush your teeth and you don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. So the Alzheimer's and dementia gets worse. So we're seeing that, and we're trying to educate people on that, that family members that possibly have someone with dementia or Alzheimer's, that they continue to try to keep their oral health in check, because it does play a big part. The other things that we see is there's some cancers that are being associated with that, as well as autoimmune diseases. And so anytime you have chronic inflammation, you can increase your risk for autoimmune disease. So all you have to do is look up those things that are caused. And we do spit tests in our office on all of our perio patients, and we can determine exactly what bacteria is causing that periodontal disease. And each bacteria is associated with the increase in a certain chronic disease. And it lists those out, and we can show the patient exactly from that spit test what they're at an increased risk for if they have that bacteria. And our goal when we treat is to decrease that bacteria so that it's not causing those problems.
That's another reason why it's so important not to ignore these symptoms, or not to ignore your general checkups, because really, you know, you're able to, one, fight these diseases, but two, it also lets you know, an example with that test, to know what else you're susceptible to as well.
Right. And the thing is, when you come in for, most people say, oh, I'm coming in for a cleaning. It's not just a cleaning. Yes, we love to clean your teeth and make them feel good, but we're also measuring around the gum lines. If you're not getting a measurement every time you go in around your gum lines and they're not calling out numbers, that means you should probably find another person to clean your teeth, because those measurements tell us whether you have active periodontal disease or not. 1, 2, and 3 millimeter pockets around your teeth are a sign of healthy. But if you have anything above a 3, 4, 5, 6, the deeper the pocket, the more there's a sign of bone loss, which is indicative of periodontal disease. And also we monitor the bleeding when we measure those gums. So when we measure those gums, if you're bleeding, that's also a sign of gingivitis, which is the first stage. And that's the good stage to catch it, because it's easily treated. Once you lose bone around your teeth, you can't gain that bone back. So our goal is to get it early. And if less you're getting that measurement done every time you go in, every 6 months, not once a year, but every 6 months, you're not going to be able to catch it. The other thing is the treatment is easier with gingivitis. Usually it just requires some rinses at home that we prescribe. When they get deeper, you have to come in for what we call a deep cleaning. We have to go under those gums and get the bacteria and tartar that is built up under those gums. And we have to do that and get you back in more often, like every 2 weeks for 3 visits, because that bacteria will come back really quickly. We also have to put you on a systemic antibiotic, usually, from that spit test. So it's a lot more invasive. So if you catch it early from coming into those visits, and those visits are being done properly by the hygienist and the dentist, then you don't have to get a lot of this invasive treatment. So when you think about coming into the dentist, don't think you're just coming in for a cleaning. A lot of people miss their cleanings because of that mentality. They think, oh, my teeth feel good. You don't know. You could have that hidden bacteria underneath your gum line that's causing systemic problems.
One of the things that I really appreciate about your office, Dr. Mann, as a patient, is that as you're taking those measurements afterwards, you do get to see it on the screen in front of you, and your hygienist will help go over some tips if you do have some of those fours or fives when it comes to those measurements, or even bigger than that. They can help you and provide some tips, and some of this can be taken care of with home care, and I want to get into a discussion about that with you, some things that we can be doing at home to help prevent periodontal disease. We're going to take a break here very quickly, but I want to remind everyone that if you want to schedule some time to see Dr. Mann, maybe you've put off a regular checkup or a cleaning, as Dr. Mann said, this is something that you need that professional measurement and exam to be able to make sure that you are not dealing with periodontal disease. If you want to schedule some time to see Dr. Mann, go to smileman.com. Mann has two N's at the end, smileman.com. Or call the office, 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. Dr. Mann has three offices. There's one in Fuquay Varina, one in Garner, and one in Cary again. Learn more at smileman.com. And don't forget, new patients who mention Teeth Talk, that you've heard this program on WPTF, after that first visit, you'll get yourself a free Sonicare toothbrush. And through the middle of September, if you are interested in getting a Invisalign treatment, Dr. Mann is offering $500 off as a promotion. If you go in before the middle of September, there's always free consultations if you are interested in learning more about Invisalign and ways to align your teeth. Go to smileman.com to learn more. A quick break and back. This is Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on AM 680 WPTF News Talk Traffic. Welcome back to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on AM 680 WPTF News Talk Traffic. I'm Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann. We're talking all about periodontal disease. And Dr. Mann, I want to get into the home care side of things. What can we do to prevent periodontal disease?
You know, I'm so glad you asked that question, because we only see the patient a small percentage of a 6 month, the amount of time in 6 months, an hour and a half. Home care is the key to prevention. A lot of people think, oh, I got to brush my teeth and that's going to help. No, you have to use floss or the water pick to help prevent, especially as we get older. You know, as we get older, our immune system is not as good as it was when we were young. We tend to see more cavities in younger people and less periodontal disease. But as we get older, we see both more periodontal disease and more cavities. And that has a lot to do with our immune system and the fact that we don't have that dexterity like I talked about earlier. But using an electric toothbrush is ideal. Most people that are still using manual think, oh, I can't get my teeth as clean. They don't feel as clean. That's because they're used to scrubbing their teeth, which is bad for your gums. It can actually put them into a state of inflammation. We want to use a sonic-type toothbrush. Not only does the sonic brush clean the plaque off of our teeth, which is a bacteria that starts the tartar buildup, but not only does the brush, vibration of the brush do it, but the actual sonic action removes that plaque. And sonic is a wave. So the brush doesn't even have to hit the tooth for that plaque to be removed. It's the sonic wave. And so if you use that, you'll get 10 times more plaque off your teeth than if you brush alone. The other good thing about most of those, and Sonicare being my favorite, is it has a 2 minute timer. Most people do not brush their teeth for 2 minutes. The average study showed anywhere from 20 to 30 seconds. You can't remove all the plaque in 20 to 30 seconds. Thus, you get more tartar build up. The people that brush their teeth the longer time, 2 minutes, they get less tartar build up, which means less periodontal disease. Flossing is good, and water picking is, because it actually gets between the teeth and under the gum line. Brushing your teeth with a toothbrush doesn't get up under the gum line. And bacteria, food, and things like that, they get up under your gum line. The only way to get that out is with a water pick or flossing. Some of my patients ask, well, do I have to do both? Well, sure, you can do both. You don't have to, but I'd like for you to do one or the other, because even doing one is going to make your gums a lot healthier when you come in. If you do both, the chances are very, very slim that you ever have periodontal disease unless you have some underlying condition. But brushing twice a day and using that floss and that water pick are the keys to keeping a healthy mouth.
Dr. Mann, I love doing this program with you, but if I can take a little extra time during the day to brush my teeth and floss so that I don't have to have extra visits with you, then I'm going to go ahead and do that. I wanted to quickly get into the insurance side of things. How does dental insurance play into periodontal disease when it comes to coverage?
Well, first of all, let's talk about dental insurance. One of the things that they cover 100% of is two visits a year for your recare visits. A lot of people don't take advantage of that. Okay. They do not cover 100% of periodontal disease. Once you have periodontal disease and you have to get treated for that, they'll cover usually about 50% in most good insurance companies. So if you want to go the 4 or 5 years with that dental insurance and not get your teeth cleaned, the chances are when you come in, you're going to have 50% of the cleanings, because it's not just one cleaner, it'll be multiple cleanings if you have periodontal disease 2 weeks apart, you're going to have to cover 50% of them out of your pocket. So if you're one of those people that have dental insurance, you're not getting your teeth cleaned, A, the insurance companies love you because they're making money off of it, of you or your employer. You're not taking advantage of it. And number two, you're going to have to pay out of your pocket when you do come in. So I always tell people, if you're looking at it from a monetary standpoint, use your benefits. Come in and you more than likely will never have to have periodontal treatment if you're coming in every 6 months. I've never hardly see that happen for those who keep those recare appointments. So use that as your advantage. You know, we talked about some underlying conditions. You know, smoking is one of the major causes of periodontal disease. There are dental insurances that help cover smoking cessation programs that will decrease smoking because they know it's not good for your teeth. So you can use that if you're a smoker as well. Look into that if you have dental insurance. But in part, insurance will help you cover it, but not all of it. So keep those recare visits. We're at the end of the year. We don't think about this, but we only have about 3 to 4 months left in the year, October, November, December. September's close to half over. So get scheduled and use that benefit and get those teeth taken care of, because it's so important for your overall health.
That's great advice, Dr. Mann. If you want to schedule an appointment to see Dr. Mann, go to smileman.com. Mann has two N's at the end. Find information there as well about the nearest office location to you. Dr. Mann has offices in Garner, in Cary, and Fuquay Varina. Learn more at smileman.com or call 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. And don't forget that new patients, become a new patient and mention that you've heard this program, Teeth Talk, on WPTF. After that first visit, you'll get yourself a free Sonicare toothbrush. Another promotion going on right now with Dr. Mann. If you would like to get Invisalign treatment through the middle of September here, you will get yourself $500 off of Invisalign treatment, and they always offer free consultations throughout the year as well. Again, go to smileman.com or call 919-462-9338. That will do it for us today. On behalf of Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, I'm Jason Kong. Thank you so much for listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on AM 680 WPTF News Talk Traffic. Have a wonderful day.